Our gracious God, our Father in heaven, this morning hour we gather ourselves together here in thine house. We have thy word before us, and we give thee thanks for that. Father, our desire in this day is that we would lift up the name of Jesus, that we would honor and glorify thee as God and Father, and Lord, that we would strengthen one another and encourage one another and build each other up in our most holy faith that we would have in thee. Father, we would pray that those that know thee not would be drawn unto thee by this thy word. Lord, that we would all be edified and that we would be blessed, that we would know thee, and that we would have this closeness with thee. For thee we ask these things in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. For this morning's reading, let's turn to the Old Testament and read from Joshua chapter number 1. Joshua chapter number 1.
Brat je našao da se čita uz Božju pomoć iz Staroga Zaveta iz knjige Isusa Navina, prva glava. Knjiga Isusa Navina, prva glava.
Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land, which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to half the tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan, but ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord hath given your brethren rest, as he hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession, and enjoy it, which Moses the Lord's servant gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou hast commanded us we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we have hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. We read this morning of a pivotal time in the history of Israel. They had received promises from God that through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that this land of Canaan, this land of Israel, was a promise to them that they would receive it. It was given unto them, and it had been a long time in coming. They had spent many years in Egypt. They had spent 40 years wandering through the wilderness, and now here was a very pivotal time. They were getting ready to cross the Jordan and come into the promised land that God had promised them so long ago. And so, as is often the case, when we come to a pivotal time in our lives, that this is a momentous moment. This is something big. We're about ready to cross the Jordan and go into the promised land, or whatever it might be in our lives, that this is very momentous. This is a big deal. That we would be, as Joshua was here, as he was instructed, both by God and by man, that at this point in time, that he would be strong and that he would be courageous. God was speaking here, the Lord was speaking here to Joshua directly, just as it was with Moses and God, as the Bible says that they spoke as friend, as face to face, as a friend speaketh with a friend. And so it was that the Lord here was speaking to Joshua too. And the Lord spoke to Joshua and told him three times, be strong and be courageous. And then as the people heard the message from Joshua, they responded to him as well and said unto Joshua, Joshua, be strong and be courageous. And so it is in our lives that we need that confirmation, we need that encouragement, that when we come to a time in life, actually it could be through any time of life, whether it's just as we're plodding on through life, and we just sometimes need to be strong and courageous, that we would lean upon the Lord, and also then when we come to a momentous time in our lives, that we would also then at that point likewise be strong and be courageous in the Lord. And so we'll see how Joshua here was strong and how he was courageous, and how the Bible speaks to us, how that we might be strong and how we might be courageous, and what the results then of that are. For Joshua, it was that he was able to be a great captain. He was able to defeat many other nations. And for us, it'll be that we fight against principalities, against powers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. And both are the same, whether physical or spiritual, in that we rely upon the Lord. It is by his might and by his power that the victory is ours, and only through God, only through the Lord, can we be prosperous and have success, as Joshua here was promised. If we turn back a chapter, the last chapter in the book of Deuteronomy, the Bible says that Joshua was very wise. In verse number 9, Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. That spirit of wisdom was given to him by the Lord. In like manner, James tells us in his epistle that God will give unto us wisdom in a liberal amount, very graciously, in large amounts, if we ask of him. But we need to ask of him in faith. And so when we come to the Lord and ask of him in faith for wisdom, that wisdom will be provided for us, even as it was given unto Joshua. He had a spirit where he was full of the spirit of wisdom. And thanks be to God for that. And so it is here that Moses, the servant of the Lord, had died, and so it says that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, and he speaks here. And so through verses 2 through 9, the Lord here is speaking, and he's speaking, again, directly to Joshua. And this is the message that he has. Moses is gone. The time has transpired, and time was moving forward. Moses was gone, and now the Lord is speaking directly to Joshua. And he says these words, the Lord, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all thy people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. So even in this first verse, we can see some of the things that were transpiring, that the Lord is telling him, go forward. That's number one, go. The time has come, go. Go forward and go across this Jordan into the land which I promised to the children of Israel. The other thing we can see through this in this verse here, and it repeats itself over and over, is that this is the Lord's gift, or this is something that is given to the children of Israel by the Lord. It wasn't something that the Israelites on their own, through their power, their might, that they were able to have this great conquest and defeat all the people of the land of Canaan that occupied these areas. It wasn't through their own might or through their own wisdom. It was a gift from God. And so God is saying that here, that it's a land that I do give them. It's a gift from God. It was something that was passed to them and promised to them and given to them. And we'll see that over and over throughout this chapter, that God gives. God gives. And even as God gave to Joshua, and even as God gave to the children of Israel, it is God who gives unto us, and we should be looking for that which God gives to us. Every place that the sole of thy foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness, and he defines the borders there, from Lebanon and from the great river Euphrates all the way to the Mediterranean Sea. And God continues on, or the Lord continues on and says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Promises of the Lord. That we can have faith in, and that which is it is which gives us comfort. That this is the promise of the Lord. Joshua's hearing these words from the Lord. The Lord is confirming to Joshua and telling Joshua, Joshua, as I have been with Moses, I'm going to be with you. I won't fail you. I won't fail you. This is a momentous time in the time of Israel. You're about to go into the land of Canaan, and you're going to possess it. It's a very momentous time. But God says, I'm going to be with you. I'm not going to fail you, and I'm not going to forsake you. And so, because of that promise of God, God is then therefore saying, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Again, let's take the perspective of Joshua. Here it is. His mentor, Moses, is gone. He's dead. And now the Lord is speaking to him, and they're getting ready to cross this Jordan River. And in one sense, he could feel that it's all lying on him. And so the Lord is telling him, be strong and of a good courage. And he's saying, you're going to divide this land for an inheritance unto all this people. And so again, now for the second time, the Lord is telling Joshua, only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And so, again, some key thoughts here from this verse is that the Lord is telling Joshua, observe to do all that is in the law. Do this. If you do what's in the law, as he commanded Moses, then you can be certain that God is going to be with you. And so he's encouraging him in this way. But the key words here are, observe to do according to all the law. Don't turn from it, not to the left, not to the right, let alone to turn 180 degrees from it. And when we meditate upon the law, when we give ourselves to that, and when we know what's written in God's word, we can be sure that we will prosper in the ways of the Lord. The world has their definition of prosper. What does that mean? To be successful. That means very little to the Lord. What means to be successful and prosperous and wealthy in the Lord is to know Him, to obey Him, and let Him work through us. When we allow the Spirit of God, when we allow Him to work through us, in God's eyes, that's successful. That's a successful servant, and one that will be prosperous in God's hands and in God's ways. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe, again these words, observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The Lord is telling him again, be strong, be courageous. But he's saying, meditate on the law. Let that be what occupies your mind. Yeah, there'll be the details of war and how many soldiers to allocate to certain cities as they fight against them. Yes, there will be all those details, and we go through life and we have a lot of details that we often have to work through. But ultimately, all encompassing of all those details ought to be that we're thinking about what the law says, what the Word of God says. And perhaps a little later we'll go through what does the Word say to us specifically that we should be meditating on, that God can use us, and that we might be prosperous and successful in the ways of the Lord, and that He can use us. And so the Lord here is telling Joshua, meditate on the law day and night. If you do so, and you do according to all that law that you're meditating upon, you will be prosperous and you will have good success. And so the Lord concludes here, and He says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That promise and that comfort given to Joshua. I'm going to be with you. Be of good courage. Be strong. There's a lot of people there in the land of Canaan. If we go, I think it's chapter 12 of this book, it says that Joshua defeated 31 kings. 31 of them. If he were to think, okay, I have battles here against ahead of me. I'm going to be fighting against this king, and then the next king, and the next king, and the next king, and I'm going to go through 31. If he were to think that, it would be overwhelming. He wouldn't be strong and of good courage. It would just he would faint. And if we were to think of all the battles and the things that we may have to endure in life going forward, we would faint. And we would be overwhelmed. But if we meditate upon His law, if we're in His word and we trust in Him that day by day the Lord is going to be with me and the Lord is going to help me, then we can make our way prosperous and have good success and have that faith in Him and know that He's going to be with us all along the journey. And so that was what the Lord commanded Joshua. And now Joshua turns to his officers and he says to them, pass through the host, go through the multitude, and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals. In other words, get your food bags together, get a travel pack together, for within 3 days ye shall pass over Jordan and go in to possess the land which the Lord God giveth you to possess it. Again, so here it is. Long, long ago, God promised to Abraham, this land of Israel, it will be your land, and it will be your people's land. And God promised that to Isaac. And then God promised that to Jacob. But then time goes on, and they're in Egypt for a long, long time. And they're in the wilderness, then coming out of Egypt for 40 years. And now here it is, 3 days. In 3 days, they're going over to take this land that they've been promised so long ago. Anxiety's high. There's a lot of anticipation. And Joshua here is telling them, get ready to go. Put together your victuals, your food packs, your travel bags, and get ready to go. And so he tells the officers to tell the people, to tell the host that this is the time. And then through the next couple of verses, he tells three groups of people, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh. They were the tribes that were going to possess the land that was on the east side of the Jordan. And so he's telling them, this is your land. This is your land, and this is where you'll end up, and this is the rest that's been promised to you. However, men, we want you to come to leave your wives and your children and your cattle behind, leave it here on this side of Jordan, and you come and battle with us, with the rest of the tribes, as we go in to possess the land of Canaan. And so he gave them that specific instruction. And then Joshua says, then afterwards, after these battles are done, then you can go back and possess your land on the east side of the Jordan River. And so he spoke that to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh. And those people and all the people responded and answered to Joshua, saying, All that thou commandest us, we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Again, so there's this theme of God being with him, God being with them all along through the journey. And whosoever he be that doth rebel against the commandment, and will not hearken unto the words of all that thou hast commanded him, he shall be put to death. They were saying that we're all together. We're all with you. And there's going to be severe punishment to those who don't want to join in together and to go into that land to possess it. And then all the people tell Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. So it is for us that we go through life. Sometimes we're just going through life, and just as we're going through that processes of going through life, we need that encouragement that God's going to be with us, and we need to be strong and be courageous. And then we get to the points in life that there's a fork in the road, and this is going to be something big in our lives, that we should be courageous and that we should be strong. Unlike Joshua, our battle is not against people. Our battle is against spiritual darkness, principalities, and spiritual wickedness in high places. And so if we turn then to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, and read through verse number 20, we can see what our battle is, as it is very similar in nature to the battle that Joshua felt or experienced in his life. The Bible here says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Joshua was told by the Lord three times and by the people one time, "Be strong and of a good courage." And here the New Testament is telling us, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I think what's clear here is that as we go forth, as Joshua went forth, he went forth in the power of the Lord. And as we go forth, it has to be in the power of his might, not our own, in the power of the might of the Lord. And so just as Joshua had to prepare his people and provide for them the armament and the necessary weaponry of war, here's our weaponry. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We are not ignorant of Satan's devices. We know that he comes to us and he tries to persuade us and in deception to do what he would have us to do, what he would have us to do that which would not be good and right in God's sight. But as the Bible says, we are not ignorant of his devices. We know when Satan comes our way. And so the Bible here is saying, take on the whole armor of God. And then he says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. In one sense, Joshua, as he fought those 31 kings, he was fighting, in one sense, against flesh and blood. He was fighting against other men. But in another sense, God was also destroying those nations because they were idolatrous nations. And so it was in a sense, also a spiritual warfare. But our warfare is also spiritual. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is our battle. This is where the battle that we are engaged in as a body of believers. The people of Israel, as they were coming there across the Jordan River, they had their battles. And their battles were going to be long. And just as we think sometimes of our battles, that our battles are long, and they can be intense sometimes as Satan comes against us because we are the children of God. And he wants to deceive us, and he wants to take away that hope that is within us. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And so he begins to explain what this armor meant that we have in our spiritual battle, that as we know that God is with us, we can be prosperous as we submit ourselves to the Lord and meditate upon his word. We know that God will be with us, and this is the armament that we have. And the first armament here that's given here is truth. And we know that Jesus Christ is the truth, for he himself said that. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So we look to Jesus and look to Jesus only. There were a lot of faithful people in times past. We look to Jesus, as we heard Wednesday night. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, because he is truth. And we find his truth in his word, because he is the word. And so That's the first piece of armament here is that it is truth, that our loins, our vital organs are protected by truth, God's word. And so as Joshua was told to meditate upon the truth day and night, so ought we to know God's word, read God's word, and then as we read it, that we would meditate upon it day and night, that it would be in our thoughts. Again, yes, we have to go through our day, and we have things to do, and a lot of things we're thinking about, but overall, we're thinking about God's word, about truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Again, not our righteousness, it's all about Jesus. It's him that we've come today to worship, to adore, and we are so thankful for who he is and all that he has done for us. Because we know that it's his truth and that he will be with us and that he will make our way to be prosperous. And he gives us all these good gifts, just as God has given to the Joshua grace and strength and to the children the inheritance of the land. So God gives unto us. He gives all that to us. And so we rely upon his righteousness, the righteousness that we could find in God's word. That your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that in all things that we would do all things in peace, as God's word tells us to do, that we would abide in peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, that faith that's so necessary in our lives, that we would come to believe and trust in God that come what may, He will be with us, and that we trust Him in that, that knowing that this faith that we have is crucial in our spiritual walk of life. Faith in Him who can do all things. Because the Bible says that with God nothing shall be impossible. And so we have faith in Him in that. That whatever our battle might be, we would have faith in God. And sometimes, you know, as we go through life, we can feel overwhelmed. But we know that with God all things are possible. And so we have this faith in Him. And he continues on and says, and take the helmet of salvation, this hope of salvation that we have that has been provided by Jesus Christ, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The only offensive weapon in this armory is the Word of God. And so as Jesus was tempted and he responded to Satan, he says, it is written. So likewise, as we meditate upon His Word, as we spend time in His Word, we will be able to use His Word against the temptations that would be brought our way, against this spiritual wickedness and the darkness of this world. And then he comes to praying, and he says, pray with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And this, again, is very critical in our walk of life that we have. As we go through life and we're to be strong and we're to be courageous in this spiritual warfare that we are in, prayer is a very, very critical part, because we're speaking to Him who has all the power. That's why it's critical. We don't have the power. Sometimes we feel we have to take matters into our own hands and take action. The action that we should take is getting upon our knees and praying to Him who can do all things and with whom nothing is too difficult or too hard. It's a cliche to say that we're standing the strongest when we're down on our knees. But it's more than just a cliche, because it's so true. It's so true that when we get down upon our knees and humble ourselves before the Lord and pray to Him, that He will provide for us. One of the things that Satan brings our way is materialism in this country. You have to have it. You want more. More is better. That's one of the things that Satan comes our way. That's one of the spiritual wickedness and the darkness of this world and the principalities of this world. That's one thing that comes our way. But as Brother Robert prayed, as we were down upon our knees, that we would pray that God would give us a spirit of contentment. Because that is great godliness. A spirit of contentment. And so these are some of the things that we battle against. There are policies being placed in Washington. We battle against that on our knees. There is a social fabric of this world that is going completely evil. We battle against that on our knees. We pray to the Lord and ask Him for grace and for strength through these times, and for that wisdom, that spirit of wisdom that Joshua had, and that we can have in an abundant measure, in a liberal manner, or liberal amount. God can provide that for us when we take these spiritual battles that we are in and pray to the Lord, and He will provide. The Bible also says in Jude that we would pray in the Holy Ghost, that we would be in tune with what God would have us to do, that we would let His ways direct us as we pray to Him. And so he says, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And so as we go through this life together as a body of believers, we have one common enemy. Our battle isn't against people. Our battle is against evil. We love people just as God loved us, all of us. We battle against evil. And so we pray for one another, as the Bible here is saying, that watching thereunto and with this prayer, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. All saints. So for each and every one of us, we pray that we would all be faithful, that we would all be strong, that we would all be courageous, that we would all know that God is with us. And so the Apostle Paul is here, is praying and asking that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And so as the children of Israel were going across Jordan and into that promised land, they were coming in boldly, knowing that as they were given instruction by this angel to compass the city of Jericho 7 times, they simply followed in obedience, and they went in boldly. It didn't make sense. What's this about? I'm all prepared. I've got my cannons. I've got my swords. I've got my shields. I've got all my weaponry, and I'm just supposed to march around the city? What sense does that make? But it was about obedience. It was about obedience. And then the next city that they go to, the city of Ai, where they didn't get it right. And it was because somebody Achan had kept some of the gold from a previous battle. And so it's about obedience, and it's about all these things. The song that we sang this morning, in that sixth verse, it says, that our hearts may be guiding in the ways of thy dear word. If our hearts are guided in God's word, it will be well with us. We will have good success. We will be prosperous. We will have the wealth of God in our lives. And we know, again, that's a different definition of what the world has, of what prosperous success and wealth is. We can all testify. We've known some very, very faithful people who have been rich in the Lord, but in terms of how the world defines success, no, they weren't so much. But that's okay. That's okay. They were successful in the Lord. And so the Lord told the children of Israel, now be careful. You're going to go into that land, and you're going to possess it, and I'm going to give it to you. But what's going to happen is you're going to turn to their gods, and then you're going to say, well, my power hath given me this wealth, and I have done this of my own hands. And he's saying, be careful against that. And we ought to be careful against that as well, that we would not think that when God blesses us and has and gives us the victory in the Lord and are strong in the spiritual battle as we live this life the way he wants us to live, that all glory and all praise and all thanks goes to the Lord always. So what is the law that we are to hold that would make our way prosperous? What are the commandments that we are to keep that Joshua kept that made him to be successful, that allowed him to have courage and to be strong? Well, we have to go back to the Word of God, and what does Jesus say? What are his commandments? That if we keep his commandments, God will bless us and we will be rich in him. First of all, Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love him. If we love the Lord and give all of our love towards the Lord, the things of this world will drop off. They will mean nothing to us. And we will be rich. We will be in the Lord. We will make our way to be successful and prosperous as Joshua was. That's commandment number one that Jesus gives. Commandment number two that we all know that Jesus gives is love your neighbor as yourself. Love one another. If we love one another, pray for each other with all perseverance and watchfulness, God will make our way to be successful. God will grant unto us that we would be found faithful to him. God wants us to have faith in him. Jesus says, believe. Believe in the gospel. If we believe in him, he will make our way to be successful. We will be prosperous in the Lord. Jesus gives the commandment that we ought to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. If we do that, God will make us to be successful and prosperous in the ways of the Lord. We live a life where the victory has already been won. Jesus won that victory. That victory is the death has been defeated, Satan's been defeated. Ours is to have faith in him, to trust in him, to be obedient to his commandment, to meditate upon his word day and night, to allow his word to work in our hearts that we might live for him. May God bless his word upon our hearts. Amen.
Has this scripture reminded you of the preciousness of the promises of the Lord and the importance of his commands in your life? Can we imagine to put ourselves in Joshua's place, to hear a word from God, a word of encouragement and strength and direction? The reality is that we have. We've come to read the word, and he's given us a word of exhortation, a word of encouragement, and a word of strength, and it is precious. But how do you measure the preciousness of that promise and what it really means? When Joshua was counting his men of valor and his armies, it would have been nice to hear the promise of God that he would be with him and to put that on the top of the pile of the wonderful things that he was accumulating. And when things are going well and the bank accounts are full and life is going smoothly, it's good to hear it. It's nice to hear. But there's something that happens in this chapter that caught my attention that brings about some help in understanding when these promises show their true value and shine their brightest. And it's in an unlikely spot, I think. When the people answered Joshua, they said, "All that thou commandest us, we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go." Sounds very nice. And Joshua might think that that's something to add to his pile of wonderful things that are going his way. But then they say, "According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee." And I can almost hear Joshua swallow really hard at that moment, because when we think about men, let me ask you, when you think about your friends and how much confidence you put in them, have you ever been disappointed? Jesus tells us that building upon a shaky foundation will lead to ruin. Putting our trust in men or in your friends. Maybe you don't see it now, but if you were to come to a point at which you are disappointed and you find that you cannot find them trustworthy, I hope that you remember what Joshua learned about the preciousness of God's faithfulness. And that you remember to turn to the Lord in humility and trust. We learn about the preciousness of God's promises in this chapter. And the brothers have also expressed what the fruits of those promises and the applications in our lives. And one that has touched me is in this command that's given to those who had inherited and received the land on the western side of the Jordan River. They had their land, and they were told, "Leave your families there and come and help your brethren until they also receive their rest." And I see an analogy that reflects very closely to our lives here as believers. We have received a precious rest and a precious inheritance in Jesus Christ. For our souls that were wandering in the wilderness of sin, we've found a resting place in our Savior Jesus Christ. And now he calls us, Go and help each of your brethren, that they might also be helped into their rest. Be diligent in service and in helping, in being a blessing and pointing to that eternal home. And then, when you are done, when your course is finished, when you have kept the faith, henceforth there is laid up for you a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me and to you and to all those who love his appearing. And then we will enjoy a rest which for now we only have a foretaste, but then will be experienced like nothing else. May the Lord put a love and a desire for his promises to be fulfilled in us, and that we would also take the exhortation that we've been given this morning of applying that truth to our lives, to his honor and to his glory. May God bless his word.